Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Once again, so much to talk about, hard to get it all in. Today is Monday, the 26th of June. Monday, the 26th of June. Lots of major national stories with huge implications for all of us. But I want to start the show with an email I got right before the show from a fan of mine named John. And I just want to tell you how incredibly horrible the average business, large business is in America today. They're all so woke, they've gone mentally ill, they have no idea what they're doing. This is how you destroy your business. Planet Fitness, we should boycott and destroy you. John says, Wayne, I joined a local Planet Fitness in February of this year. I paid $199 for my 18-month membership. They sent me a survey 2 weeks ago asking for my opinion, and I told them their June marketing campaign should not be celebrating gay pride. I said there's nothing virtuous about gay pride, and they canceled my membership for promoting hate. I'm now trying to get my $155 refund from the losers at Planet Fitness. So if you're listening and you're a member of Planet Fitness, or you're listening and you're not a member of Planet Fitness, call Planet Fitness wherever you are. In Vegas, I know we've got Planet Fitnesses all over town. This gentleman is in Virginia. There must be Planet Fitnesses in every major city in America. Call them and tell them if they believe gay pride is so important that if you criticize gay pride as a straight person, that you get canceled for promoting hate, then they should go out of business and they should never make another penny the rest of their lives, and you're dropping them, and you, if you're not with them, you'll never join them, and we are going to boycott you nationwide. Planet Fitness, bye-bye! Another woke moron that's going to be destroyed by the right. What a horrible decision. If a person simply says, I don't agree with you promoting gay pride, if you're not going to promote straight pride, why are you promoting gay pride? Why is only one group elevated above the rest? That's hate speech, and you're canceled as a member. Then that's the end of Planet Fitness. Make them go out of business. Make them eat dirt, just like we did with Target, Disney, Anheuser-Busch, Bed Bath & Beyond. It's working. Planet Fitness, next up. All right, Muhammad Ali said it ain't bragging if you could back it up, and so I'm going to brag a little bit. What did I do last week? I wrote a commentary about the fact that Donald Trump could win the presidency by teaming with RFK Jr., not as vice president. I don't want a Democrat as vice president on the Trump ticket. I have no interest in that. But I really do like RFK Jr., and he's certainly my favorite Democrat in America nowadays, the only sane one I've found. And I think he could be the health czar. I think he could be the Human Health and Services cabinet leader, you know, cabinet secretary. He could be any number of things, but his best role would be as the special counsel in an investigation against Big Pharma and the vaccine manufacturers to find out what really went on and what went wrong with the vaccine and were there deaths and were they covered up. You know how I feel on the topic. Yes, there were deaths, massive deaths, millions of deaths worldwide, and 500,000 or more in the United States, and every vaccine program in history has been canceled if 20 people died. Well, if we have 500,000 dead directly from the vaccine, you think maybe something's wrong that we haven't canceled it? See, the difference is, back when the swine flu program got canceled and 20 people died, and they said, we can't have this. doctor cannot, you know, Hippocratic Oath. You can never do harm above all else. 20 people die, you cancel it. Now 500,000 dead or more. Some think a million are dead from the COVID vaccine. Not from COVID, from the vaccine. Can you imagine if we killed 500,000 to 1 million Americans and nobody did anything about it and we let it go on? So RFK, I keep saying, should team with Trump. He adds credibility to Trump. It's the one area Trump is weak, is the vaccine, and he can really help Trump. And Trump should say, look, he doesn't have to say I'm going to name RFK. He should say, if I win, my plan, if I win the presidency, my plan is to name someone like, and maybe it will be RFK Jr., to head up a special counsel investigation against Big Pharma and the COVID vaccine. And I think at that point, he shows he's an open-minded guy. He's learning. He's listening. And he wins the presidency. And he's got to make friends with RFK Jr., not make enemies. And sure enough, today, Trump said, RFK Jr. is a very good man, and his heart is in the right place, and we like each other. So I think that was me. I really do believe it was my column handed to Trump that you've got to make nice with RFK Jr. And out of the blue, right after I wrote it, right after I opened my show, my national TV show, America's Top 10 Countdown, with Wade Allyn on Real America's Voice TV Network on Saturday, and it reran four times over the weekend. You don't think Trump heard about it or watched it? You don't think the news got to him? Well, I know I sent the commentary directly to his office, and so suddenly he's nice to RFK Jr. I think that's the Wainwright influence, and I'm very proud of that fact. Alex Jones, here's a couple of Alex Jones quotes. Alex Jones was in rare form over the weekend. I guess he had some sort of seminar, it looked like. I watched the video of him talking at this event. It was some sort of an Alex Jones seminar. And two things he said struck me. Number one, someone in the crowd asked him something about Jews and Israel, clearly hated Jews, another one of those people. And Alex Jones, smart. Alex Jones' answer was, you're trying to get me to say something bad about Jews and something bad about Israel, and I'm not going to do that because they are not the enemy. Stop making Jews the enemy. Stop making Israel the enemy. Stop making blacks the enemy. Stop making Muslims the enemy. Stop making any one group the enemy. The enemy is the deep state and the people who run the world. You know, the Rothschild, the World Economic Forum, the United Nations. He said there's about 200 people that run the world, and they're the deep state, and they're in control of everything. And I don't care whether they're Jewish, white, black, Muslim, Christian, doesn't matter. I'm not going to hate a group. There are good Jews, there are bad Jews. Good Christians, bad Christians. Good white people, bad white people. Good answer, Alex Jones. Don't ever let anyone blame it on the Jews. I'm so sick of that nonsense, that total sickness, that mental illness that you always got to blame the Jews. Good answer by Alex Jones. And then the second thing was he said the idea that there are secret government good guys coming to save up is a psych op. Right? It's not true. I keep hearing this from my own fans all the time. Well, Wayne, you know that Joe Biden is not really Joe Biden. He's already been arrested, indicted, and hung. Joe Biden is dead. He was killed by a military tribunal of the good guys, the white hats. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Stop saying it to me. You're all delusional if you believe that's true. And Alex Jones is kind of in your world even more, far more than I am. And Alex Jones is telling you you're delusional and you're very naive if you believe that nonsense. There is no second government in the United States that's busy indicting and hanging. Hillary's been hanged. Obama's been hanged. Biden's been hanged. No, they haven't. The military is in control. No, they're not. You're lucky if Trump isn't the one who goes to prison for the rest of his life. We're not in charge. Trump's not in charge. There's no secret government. All of you are living in a dream world, and even Alex Jones is telling you that now. So now you know you've been fooled and you've been scammed by all these stupid websites that tell you utter nonsense. There is no second government. The military's not in charge. There have been no tribunals, and nobody's been hung. Hillary Clinton is not dead in the ground, and there's a fake Hillary actor out there. Same thing with Biden. Same thing with Obama. You're living in a dream world. Unfortunately, the deep state is in charge, and things like that are not happening, and we are not in good shape, and the country's in major trouble. So stop believing nonsense on the internet, okay? Donald Trump is not being put back in power. I've been saying this for 2.5 years, and for 2.5 years, it's the same things I hear from fans of mine. Oh, Oh, Wayne, you're too worried. Trump's in power right now. Trump's the actual president. All these bad guys are being hung. How silly could you be to believe nonsense like that? Not happening. Alex Jones on my team on that one and the Jews. Good job, Alex Jones. All right. Hunter Biden's dirty plea deal needs to be put on hold while Merrick Garland is investigated. Isn't that a great article? I wish I'd written it. It's in the New York Post today. And this guy, Eddie Scari, I don't know who he is, but he's obviously a conservative commentator. And he wrote a column about the fact that now that we know that how dirty the government is and how they protected, how the DOJ, led by Merrick Garland, protected Biden and Hunter Biden from indictment, that the whole plea deal that they just announced has got to be put on hold. And of course it does. How can you allow things like this? Here's another story in the New York Post. Hunter Biden prosecutor told six witnesses that he couldn't charge outside Delaware. The federal prosecutor tasked with investigating Hunter Biden told at least six witnesses last year he lacked authority to charge the first son, meaning Hunter Biden, outside Delaware. And it was denied special counsel status, according to an IRS whistleblower. And now the House Judiciary Committee wants to talk to them. This is Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss made the shocking disclosure at an October 7, 2022 meeting with top IRS and FBI officials, contradicting sworn testimony from U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. And he surprised us by telling us on the charges, I'm not the deciding official on whether charges are filed. He then shocked us with the earth-shattering news that the Biden-appointed U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves would not allow him to charge in the district. And he says Graves' refusal to prosecute Ben Hunter would not face tax charges related to foreign income from Burisma and a scheme to evade income taxes through a partnership with a convicted felon in 2014 and 15. The country's being run by criminals, and the top law enforcement officer is the biggest criminal of them all, Merrick Garland. He needs to go to prison. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver to protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say WAR for Wayne Alaroot to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA
and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Do you want to save money?
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne LaRue, over two-thirds of voters say Biden not physically or mentally fit to be president of the United States. I thought it was really smart, brilliant. Over the weekend, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Bobby Kennedy Jr., just happened to leak photos of himself working out at Gold's Gym in Los Angeles, and the guy is the body of a Greek god. I almost thought it was a fake picture. I thought they took his head and put it on Arnold Schwarzenegger at the age of 20's body. This guy looks like a bodybuilder, 20 years old, and he's 69 years old. Bobby Kennedy. I've never seen a body on a 69-year-old man like that. I thought I was in the best shape of any over 60-year-old around, but this guy blows me away, and I was in shock. But think about the effect that just had on Democrat voters. They look at a guy who at the age of 69 looks like a Greek god at 29, and he's running against an old man with diapers who goes poo-poo and pee-pee in his pants. And so no one's going to vote for Biden, and I think Bobby Kennedy will take the lead in that race very soon. And I believe, these are my predictions, that the deep state will never, they hate Bobby Kennedy Jr. worse than they hate Donald Trump because of his stance on vaccines and the deep state and Ukraine. I mean, he even goes a step beyond Trump. You know where he goes? To Wayne Allyn Root. It's as if Wayne Root was running for president on the Democrat ticket. And the deep state would want to kill me. Well, they want to kill Bobby Kennedy. They're never going to let this guy win the nomination. Now, I don't know if they're going to kill him, but I think they're going to put Gavin Newsom, and I think they're going to put Michelle Obama in the race, one or the other or both, and they're going to stop him at all costs. They don't care what they have to do. Remember, Bernie Sanders, in my opinion, won twice, and they made sure that they rigged the Democrat primary so Bernie couldn't win. Bernie won, trust me, twice, and they screwed him.
And Bernie didn't complain about it because they gave him millions of dollars and they gave him a home. And he had no money, so all of a sudden he got rich. He was worth millions overnight. So Bernie shut his mouth. Isn't that typical of a communist? Here's a communist complaining about money and capitalism and hates people with money, and now he's worth millions. And he got it because he beat Hillary, and he really, you know, beat Biden as well. But they keep rigging these races so that he can't win. You know, they just keep rigging them. And so they're going to rig it against Bobby Kennedy. But I thought that was brilliant marketing to put out that picture. I don't think anyone's ever run for president in the history of America who has a body like Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. And Bobby Kennedy seems to have one. So if that's real, if that's not photoshopped, because I got to tell you, I work out 2 hours a day at the gym, and I look great, and my arms and chest look just like Bobby Kennedy, but my stomach doesn't look like that. His stomach looks like a 20-year-old with washboard abs on top of a great chest and a chiseled arms, and it just doesn't make sense. I've never seen a 69-year-old with washboard abs before. You'd have to not eat. I don't know how he did that. It's got to be, you know, that they played around with it online, and that, what's that? It's the Kennedy jeans. Yeah, right. Kennedy men are all pudgy. So that ain't no Kennedy jeans. None of the Kennedys ever had a body like a world-class bodybuilder at the age of 29 and the guy's 69. So something about that picture looks to me like they played with the stomach for sure. But the rest of them certainly looks great. Congratulations, Bobby. You work out like a maniac like I do. And I give you great kudos. And you're in better shape than any presidential candidate ever. Even if they played with the picture online and edited it a little bit, still, you look amazing. And boy, did you knock Biden out. Biden's done. He's finished. He's a corrupt crook, and he wears diapers and goes poo-poo in his pants. Believe me, no one's voting for Biden. Even in the Democrat primary, no one's voting for Biden. They can't rig it, so they're going to have to get rid of him, and then they could rig it for Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. That's what's about to happen. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and you know how I feel about gold. You know how I feel about the country. It's falling apart. It's going to hell in a handbasket. Satan's in charge. It's demonic. They want to convert your kid to transgender. And they want to destroy us, take away our money, put in central bank digital currency. The banks are all going under. You need Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne Allyn Root to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital now at 855-770-GOLD. Just say war and get up to $15,000 in free silver. Over war for Wayne Allyn Root, 855-770-GOLD. One other thing, by the way. The body that Bobby Kennedy Jr. displayed, got to be steroids. I got to tell you, got to be. No 69-year-old in the world could work out that hard and produce a body with that many cuts and a washboard stomach unless it's been played with online or the man is on juice. I don't know if anyone's ever run for president on steroids, but he looks great. I don't know what to say. You just can't look that good. It's not even possible. By the way, we finally figured out a way to stop the Democrats from destroying us all with climate change. New York City is going to crack down on wood-fired pizza joints to reduce carbon emissions by up to 75%. You take away our pizza, there will be revolution in the streets of New York City. They will kill people over you taking away their pizza. Trust me, people will hang in the streets. They will hang and they will cheer them as they die. Never take our pizza away. You finally did it. You went too far.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. Travelers are still dealing with headaches and long lines at airports during this 4th of July weekend. FlightAware reporting over 1,800 flights have been delayed so far today. Newark Liberty, JFK International, and Houston Bush Intercontinental Airport are experiencing the most delays as of earlier today. Following a weekend mass shooting at a block party, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott claims the city is gearing up to keep residents safe on July 4th.
We are gearing up every resource at our disposal, from BPD, Muncie, the Mayor's Office of Neighborhoods, and all of our community engagement partners as we work to ensure that we have a safe 4th of July, as always.
The block party shooting left two people dead and several dozen wounded. Thanks for listening. Tim Berg, USA News.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ruth, the Ruth, the Ruth, the Ruth's on Fire. Very special guest coming up. We'll have him in just 1 second, the former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich. First, we want to mention the big event coming up in Vegas, right here in Las Vegas. You know, my show is nationally syndicated, but I am based here in Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. And Reawaken America Tour, run by General Michael Flynn and Clay Clark. They've had their Reawaken America Tour all over the United States, generally like 6, 7, 8 cities a year for the last 3 years. But they've never been to Vegas, and I've been trying, I've been pushing, I've been begging, I've been cajoling, and they finally agreed. And when you do Vegas, you got to do Vegas big, bigger, and better and than ever and anywhere before. That's what you do when you do Vegas. You got to be Elvis-like, right? So they're going to have as many as 10,000 people in attendance, and they've got 70 of the best conservative speakers in America, including yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, both nights on the main stage, and most of the Trump family, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Lara Trump, Charlie Kirk will be there, Roger Stone, Mike Lindell, chairman of MyPillow, Michael Flynn, as in general, Michael Flynn, Alex Jones, the talk shows, Cash Patel. I mean, there's so many names that are so high profile. There's not enough time, but great, great names. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Timetofreeamerica.com. I'll see you there both nights on the main stage in prime time, and I'll have a book signing for my new book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, number one book for several weeks at Amazon, number one. Timetofreeamerica.com, and use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets now and name your price. When you use the promo code WAR, you can name your price and you get a chance to win backstage passes to hang out with all of us. Use the promo code WAR, timetofreeamerica.com. All right, Governor Rod Blagojevich is with us. He's the former Democrat governor of Illinois from 2003 to 2009, served 8 years in prison. How ridiculous. On federal charges of public corruption. I never believed it then. I don't believe it now. I believe he got a raw deal. I believe he's a good guy. He's one of the few Democrats I like, and I just think he was treated like Donald Trump's treated. He went up against the D.C. swamp and the deep state and Obama, and they smacked him down and destroyed his life the way they continually do, and they're trying to do to Trump. Governor Rod, how are you?
It's a pleasure to finally meet you, Wayne. I discovered you in the fall of 2016 when I was in prison in the laundry room with my friend Donnie Lopez. We used to listen to your radio show, and you were at this particular time were a guest for on a show by a guy by the name of Joe Pags. Did you know this?
Yeah,
guy?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and you were on there, and you were really optimistic about Trump's chances to win when all the experts were saying that he didn't have a chance. And I believe every word you had to say then, and everything you just said now about me, I believe every single word of that too.
Well, you better believe it, because I said I thought you were innocent and railroaded, so I hope you believe that, because you and I both know you were. Look, the deep state and the D.C. swamp and all these people that run the country and run the world, you know, they don't care about guys like you and me. I'm a blue-collar guy. I'm assuming you're from a blue-collar background as well. Yeah, I don't even know. Are you a blue-collar background, Rod?
Yes, my father was an immigrant from Yugoslavia, and he was a factory worker. He was a steel worker, and my mom was a working mom. She was a ticket agent. She passed out took fares and passed out transfers at the subway stations here in Chicago.
There you go.
Working people, never owned a home, really didn't really know anything about politics in America other than what they'd see on the TV news. But they loved America, both of them, and raised us to believe in what America is supposed to be. And so much of what this fight is today is exactly what America isn't supposed to be, and it's a fight worth having. And it's a fight, frankly, worth going to prison for. And among the reasons why I would never give in to those corrupt MFers, I'm going to be gentle here.
Yeah, exactly.
What they were doing is precisely what they're not supposed to do in America. They were acting like the KGB, police state politics, criminalizing things that aren't crimes. And when you don't give in, they're relentless, and then they punish you for fighting back. And I see what they're doing to President Trump, and it's, for me, deja vu all over again.
I'll give you a good word. I like to say mother truckers. On the air, I mean. Off the air, I say the real word. But on the air, I say mother truckers. And by the way, just so you know, Rod, I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. So my dad owned a little tiny butcher shop, and that was after working for 20 years for my grandfather, who owned the shop, and he was the butcher employee. Then he took over the shop, and my mother was the cashier and homemaker, throughout her whole life. She was home about 90% of the time, but she'd come in for a few hours a day and hand people back, $3.20 change. That's my background. So you and I are blue-collar guys. In Mount Vernon, New York, right on the Bronx borderline.
Yeah.
So okay. Very blue-collar area. I was raised in an all-Italian neighborhood surrounded by an all-black town. I went to all-black middle school, all-black high school. It was literally just me and a few Italian guys, and everybody else was African-American. And, it was just every day you had to fight for your life to make sure you won the respect of people who were different than you, who didn't like you because they were different. And if you beat them in a fight, they let you, and then you became friends. That's my upbringing, and I know how to fight. And that's so many people don't know how to fight in politics, only with their mouth. They don't know how to physically fight. And I think it's a big advantage for guys like you and me when you grow up blue-collar and you learn how to fight. It makes you a tough guy, and I think that's people like that. I really do.
Well, Wayne, no pun intended, but you and I have similar roots. The way you just described your
exactly, exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. So summarize what happened to you, because I don't think most people understand what happened. It was all about filling the Senate seat left when Obama became president. He was the U.S. Senator in Illinois, and suddenly you got in trouble because you were offering the Senate seat around, which to me at the time sounded like something that every politician in the entire America does the exact same thing, just like Trump is in trouble now for stuff that everybody does. I compare it to going 66 in a 65 zone, and they single you out and put you in jail for 10 years. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I would say with Trump and with me, it's kind of like doing 64 in the 65 zone.
There's no
crime there you go. With Trump.
That's funny.
And my whole thing started, ironically, with Obama himself. It happened on election night, November 2008, here in Chicago. It was a magical night. 500,000 people were there at Grant Park. The governor, me, and a lot of leading Democratic politicians, and were there backstage. A union boss who had good relationships with both Obama and me came up to me and said, Barack called me last night. He wants a Valerie Jarrett for the Senate. He wants to know if I could call you and talk to you and see what you want. And that's what started the whole thing. It was a political deal that Obama had offered to me. And the next day, I got done running something like 7 miles because I run, and I'm laying on the floor of my family room, just getting done talking to one of my aides. I mentioned that I was approached by Obama's emissary, the union boss, and we discussed making a deal. And I said, this is effing gold, and I'm not giving it up for nothing. And they twisted that and turned that into this big statement like it's some big crime. They never played the tape that comes after that, the next sentence. And then to this day, they're covering those tapes up. And eventually, the so-called attempt to sell a Senate seat was reversed by the appellate court. You know, Winston Churchill said, a lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to put its pants on.
Right.
I'm still trying to get my pants up. They're about my knee level right now.
Well, wait, I got to say, there's one area where I am smarter than you. You're a brilliant guy. You got elected governors. You're better than me. But there's one area I'm smarter than you. I never liked Obama. I never trusted Obama. I thought Obama was a slime bag from the first minute. And you sound, because you're a Democrat, he was your state. You know, you were there at Grant Park and you loved the guy. And now you will agree with me, right? He's a bad guy, correct?
Well, I'm going to say two things. Number one, if I'm guilty of any crime, it's being the first governor in America to endorse Obama. Now, that might be, you want to criminalize that, I'll
put you in jail. Yes, I'll put you in jail for that one.
Right. No, he's not the guy we all thought he was. He's a very selfish guy. And you look at the contract, not only that, but he has no conviction and no real strong beliefs. He just uses whatever works for his politics. He's very talented. But if you look at the difference between him and Trump, and there's so many of them, but I think the one that really stands out to me is the one guy went in to become became president of the United States and left the office and became a multimillionaire approaching a billionaire. The other guy, Trump, is a billionaire living a good life, decides to serve his country because it's been good to him, and now is facing all the things that he's facing with attacks and assaults not only on his freedom but also on his business and his business interests. It's a very different journey that these two guys have been on. Obama was just an establishment guy who talked a good game, changed nothing, promised a lot, did very little, and frankly would use anything to advance his political cause, including dividing our country. You know, one of the great surprises to me was that after he was elected president, I thought race relations in America took a giant step forward and that people of all communities and all races would love each other more, not less. But Obama is among the reasons why our country is further divided along race, because he cynically uses race as a political weapon.
Well, it's the same as Rod, this is what I argue now, that I've always been a Republican who's been very pro-gay rights my whole life. You want to be gay? Be gay. I don't care. But gays right now are so radical and so extreme with their transgender agenda and ideology and brainwashing with little kids at school, and the pride flag is supposed to be flown by military units and again at American embassies, and every minute it's Pride Week, it's Pride Month. I want to vomit. I think they've set back gay rights 100 years. Everyone I know used to not care if you were gay, and now all my friends say to me, Wayne, I hate them now. And I go, don't hate gay people. They go, oh, I can't stand it. They're stuffing it down our throats. They're trying to destroy my kid's life and convert my kid. It's like they're setting gay rights down, and I think Obama set race relations down when they should have been able to set them in a positive direction, right?
Yes, I think those examples that you give, both of them are profound. Look, the ideal, I think, is what Dr. Martin Luther King said it ought to be. We should live in a country where we judge people not by the color of their skin or their sexual orientation, but by the content of their character, pure and simple. And discrimination against anybody for reasons other than that is wrong.
Agreed.
And what you're suggesting is really interesting. You know, it's funny because I feel like I have a sister-in-law who's a lesbian. She's great and I love her. And she has a right to be that.
Right.
But it seems like part of this LGBTQ political agenda is to say that if you're a lesbian, that's not enough. You got to change your gender. It's not enough just to be a girl who's a lesbian. You've got to become a boy. And I don't know enough about the details of all the medicine and all the rest, but it's a very different world that I returned home to, Wayne.
Yeah.
My own party, I don't recognize.
I don't understand any of it. It's beyond my ability to even grasp what's going on. I just know if you tried any of this in my day, you would have got beat up so bad at school, you'd never come back. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. Everybody, you got to be a closet Republican, but you can be openly gay and transgender. Very confusing. Hey, Rod, I don't want to say goodbye. We're going to a break. Can you stay for one more segment?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Great. Rod Blagojevich. I think a friendship has been formed. You and I got to get together next time you're in Vegas. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are two places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. 800-913-5404 now. I'm here with spokesman for the firm, John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call in.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here with you. We always enjoy answering the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-913-5404.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now to speak with a live agent for free. Call 800-913-5404.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wayne Allyn Root. We're back with former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. I want to make sure I thank the sponsor of this segment, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who is no longer with us, the late Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. But in his last year of his life, he worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you and to boost your immune system. He died, sadly, of lung cancer about a year and a half ago. But his revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. He also was searching for a way to address dormant viruses such as Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox. If all of those sound familiar, people complain that after they get the COVID vaccine, what happens is they get a lot of these terrible things: Epstein-Barr, herpes, shingles, chickenpox. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. Use the promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. Z-Stack, Z-Shield, all of it at ZStackLife.com. Promo code WAR. All right, we're back with former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. He's He was the governor from 2003 to 2009. He eventually served 8 years in prison, ridiculous, on federal charges. I think trumped up federal charges. They wanted to get him, of public corruption. Nothing he did was anything that every politician in America would have done. And just like what's happening to Trump, let's talk about that for a minute. So, Governor, how are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing great, Wayne. It's really enjoyable meeting you. You remind me of my kind of guy.
Yes, you and I would have a great time in Las Vegas, see? So tell me about how you would compare what's happening to you to what's happening to Trump. In other words, people in power don't like when guys who are against the grain are in office or could be in office, like Trump could be again, and they try and take us down. And that's kind of what happened to you, and I believe that's kind of what's happening to Trump, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. Donald Trump is keeping his campaign promises to the people that he made when he was running for president in 2016, that he was going to drain the swamp, that he was going to fundamentally change the way business is done in Washington, reorder the priorities of government, and make them work more for, you know, everyday people. And when you do that and you actually push the system, and it's not just mere rhetoric, but it's actually something you're going to do, because most everybody else, Obama included, they run for office, they say all the right things. Once they get in, they joined the club, but Trump didn't. And when you don't do that, then the club tries to swallow you up and destroy you. And that club isn't just Democrats against a Republican president. It's a bipartisan club.
Yes, it is.
A bipartisan swamp.
Yes, it is. I agree.
It's the case in Washington where I served as a congressman, Democrat congressman, who actually supported Nancy Pelosi. It is another crime I committed. but it's a swamp that where the Democrats and Republicans, they disagree on the margins, but they're pretty much all part of the same team. And that kind of swamp exists in state government, too, here in Illinois and Springfield. And I'm sure it's the case in every state capital across the country. And when you got a true populist, the guy that really comes in to try to change something and keep his promises, he runs into that. And they try to destroy him. And they go to extra legal ways to destroy them because they can't beat them at the ballot box. Or they do things in elections that raise all kinds of questions on whether or not they really did beat somebody at a ballot box.
Well, just to show you how I believe now it's become not Republican against Democrat, but rather deep state against everybody else, you know who my new favorite, you know, obviously I'm a Trump guy. I'll always be a Trump guy. I'm behind Trump 110%. He's good friends of me. I literally got married and had my honeymoon at Mar-a-Lago. We sat next to President Trump and my new wife a year and a half ago. You know, I love the guy. He wrote a beautiful letter at my wedding to all the guests. He's been great to me. And I'm always going to be a Trump guy. But my new favorite politician other than Trump is RFK. Jr. I think he's a breath of fresh air. I think he's fantastic. And I think the deep state wants to take him down and destroy him for all the things he's saying about Ukraine and all the money being stolen there and the Pfizer and the vaccine and all the lies and cover-ups about the vaccine and the deep state. I think they want to kill or eliminate RFK Jr. as much as they want to eliminate Trump.
You know, it's funny you say that because just the other day I was meeting with one of my attorneys. We were having lunch, and we were talking about presidential politics. He's a very, very liberal Bernie Sanders voter who loves, but who's anti-establishment. And we both discussed this, and I told him, with basically what you said, my list of presidential preferences, Trump number one, RFK Jr. number two.
There you go.
They're both willing to actually raise questions and issues and argue for policies that are very much different from what the establishment is for and what the establishment has resisted for years. You know, in 2005, they talk a big game, the politicians, Democrats and Republicans. Ted Kennedy and John McCain were on a bill to re-import prescription drugs from Canada because we make prescription drugs with these big pharmaceutical companies and charge people here in America more than what they charge in places like Canada. And so the FDA refused to allow the reimportation of prescription drugs. So Democrats and Republicans got on the bill, but they talked a big game but never passed it.
Right.
So I was the governor, and we went to Canada and did it and brought those safe and affordable same prescription drugs made by
right.
the same companies and offered them to our seniors at the low-income people for half the price.
Right.
And it could be among the reasons why these people came after me, because you're willing to actually do real things to challenge the system. Trump does it, and I think Bobby Kennedy Jr. will do it.
Yeah, I think, Rod, that anybody who challenges Big Pharma, they come after you every single time. So that may very well have been part of the reason you took that downfall. It may very well be, because if you cross Pfizer and Moderna and all these big companies, boy, they got enough money to come after anybody. They pay for every ad on Fox News and CNN. Doesn't matter whether you're a conservative or a liberal. Hey, Rod, I want to have you back on my TV show. I'll make sure that Andrew Paul, my EP, my executive producer, knows I want to grab you for our TV show in the next couple weeks. And next time you're in Vegas, you and I are buddies. Let's exchange numbers. Former governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, and he is a good guy, and I'm glad that Trump gave you the pardon and got you out of there. Thank you, Rod. Great to have you on.
Thank you, Wayne, and congratulations on your wedding. I hope the two of you live happily ever after.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.